Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We're celebrating the 19th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. As I, fair warning, I'm always a little bit extra obnoxious on our anniversary week. And I do this, number one, because I'm kind of proud of an accomplishment like this and that we survived another year, right? That's a big deal. You know about that. And also to sort of be an example for you. For your own milestones, small business owners, please celebrate your milestones. Your customers will like it. It'll make them want to do more business with you. Your employees will appreciate the fact that you hung around a little bit longer. Give them the credit for helping you be there. Celebrate your milestones, folks. It's good for business, and it makes you feel good, too. I'm excited about our guest this half hour. And full disclosure, folks, Jay Meeks is the Executive Vice President of Insperity. Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Insperity. Insperity is our presenting sponsor and has been now for a dozen years. And so I just want you to know that all the free stuff that you get from us, it happens because we have sponsors like Insperity. And so, but I wanted Jay to join us because he's got a lot of good stuff to offer us. He's a real marketplace operator, and he's our good friend Jay Meeks. Welcome back to the show.
Good to be with you, Jim. You know, 12 years, we were kind of talking about it a second ago. It went by pretty quickly, didn't it?
Well, time flies when you're having fun, right?
Yeah, I don't think either one of us had gray hair back then.
No, absolutely. I tell people my gray hair is not premature. So let's talk about...
Before we get... No, wait a minute. Stop okay. for a second. I just want the audience to know, in these 12 years, what a difference you've made in our business. You know, we got acquainted, and I've depended upon you to really have your finger on the pulse of the small business market, because you live there and you teach, you're an advocate, and you're a real asset to our company. And I tell people that we get involved with people for the reason, for the right reasons. And the right reason was to bring your expertise to bear in our business. And I want to thank you for these 12 years. They've been outstanding.
Well, thank you, Jay. I appreciate you saying that. It's been fun for me, too. And Insperity is a great company, folks. I don't mind. I don't have any problem telling you that. Hey, Jay, the Department of Labor has some new Fair Labor Standards Act rules out for the overtime exemption, and they literally doubled the amount of the salary that a person has to be paid if you're going to work them over without paying them over 40 hours without paying them overtime. They doubled the number. It went up like $23,000. Jay, that's going to catch millions of small businesses and millions of managers that it's going to knock a big dent in the payroll. It's going to create all kinds of motivational problems. This is a
right.
This increase was increasing. It was not a bad idea as much as doubling it was. What do you think?
Yeah, I think if you think about minimum wage, what I don't know what it is,
$7.25.
$7.25. Be like doubling it to all of a sudden $14.50.
Yeah,
you know, and expecting small business just to suck it up.
Without 1 ounce of new productivity.
Yeah, it won't work. It just won't work. So, and you mentioned morale. There are people who like the title of manager.
Yes.
You know, they actually are managing people. They're supervising people.
Well, being put on salary is a badge of honor for them.
Absolutely. No question about it. Now, look, we want people to make, you and I both want people to make a fair wage. I don't think it's about that. I think it could have been more incrementally, you know, brought in. It creates some problems in our business, because obviously with as many clients as we have, it impacts
right.
a lot of people. And it's always confusing, you know, it's always, it's never just, you know, flip a switch, everybody gets the new deal. It's going to be kind of balky. It's going to be, you know, a little bit, you know, rough on some folks.
Well, I'm afraid it's going to cost some jobs, because I'm already talking to people who are in this category. I know some people who work for companies, national companies, who are in this group. They're making, you know, high 30s, low 40s a year. And everybody knows the company's not going to take the hit. They're going to adjust their payroll in such a way that it minimizes the hit on their bottom line. So, and it made me think of what an old mentor of mine once said. He said, never forget this. Companies don't bleed. People bleed.
Right, right. Yeah, a company may take a hit for a while, but not very long. I mean, they're going to pass it in two ways, either through labor cuts or cost increases. I mean,
something like that. Yeah,
that's all there is available.
And this is a classic example of what happens when the government tries to manage our payroll.
Absolutely. And the thing about it is, the marketplace dictates wages, not the darn government.
That's right.
I mean, if you make anybody who shows up for a job, I mean, if you just show up and they count on you to be there on time, you're making $10 an hour.
Yeah. That's right, in most places. Hey, Jay, hold on to the thought. I got to take a quick break. When we come back, folks, Jay is growing a national sales force. I want him to tell you what it takes to do that. 2012, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.